haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Evans, I'm just picturing you sitting in your car this morning with your laptop open, your hotspot on, and
your No, that's right.
And just doing your work because you couldn't get in the building.
Right.
And you're here a little earlier than
just
Puss.
Quoting Don Henley lyrics?
Yeah. What'd I say?
Your laptop.
I don't know what Henley.
Whatever you phrased
yeah,
it.
Okay.
You sounded like one of the boys of summer.
I don't know.
I was going through Henley's library.
Yeah, that's your
yeah. It might have been
and
just
your laptop.
It might have been. It,
and...
it was just the. Oh yeah, I did say laptop on exactly. But Puss came and saved you, right?
Well, yeah, he saved us all.
Yeah, he did actually.
Our so booper, that's hardly fair.
Our booper to get into the building where we walk in didn't work this morning.
Well, the door seems to be malfunctioning.
Yeah, the booper was working, but the door just
and it's
the
done
lock.
It before. It's done it before, but I managed to get it to work week and a half ago.
We left here yesterday, Todd and I, about the same time, and my key fob didn't open up the car.
Did you get that worked on?
Well, I because when that happens with modern day cars,
You're hosed.
If you don't have a battery in your pocket for your key fob, you're just screwed, you know?
Don't you have a key inside the fob to open the
door?
No, and there's it's all fob.
There's a keyhole in the event.
But no hole.
But no key.
Yeah.
You didn't have a key to it, did you?
Didn't open that thing up. Maybe there was a little key in there, whatever. But it did finally work. Oh, that thing might have done that. Does that do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to show my mother-in-law. She had this too. It's inside the
I had
actual.
I to show your mom actually.
The actual fob.
Okay.
And so
but my fob's a little different. It might still work. But I did. It finally opened up. No, when I drove and got some batteries yesterday, I went to a Batteries Plus store. You know, those guys are. It was funny. I'm in there, and I like this because it was.
Any batteries?
They did a great job. They knew exactly what I wanted, and they put it in there for me. But I'm in there, and there's a woman at the counter, and there's two dudes working there. And she's attractive. And then she leaves after she buys something, and it's just me and the other two dudes. And now, granted, they don't know who I am, and they don't. So I'm still just a customer, and they go, "You know that girl? Yeah, she was a friend of mine, something friend." He goes, "She's hot." And I go, "I agree." And I love the two groups. They felt comfortable because I guarantee you, whoever the managers at that place don't want those guys talking about a client leaving there. You know what I mean? In this day and age.
Yes.
All he said was she was hot. And I go, "Yeah, you're right. Yeah. She was hot." And they started laughing.
You look like the kind of guy that's not going to go to management and say.
I did look like the guy. And I wanted to reinsure them too. So I said, "Yeah, she is freaking hot."
You don't have a narkish look to you.
No, I don't, but it could be anybody. Anybody could be a narc. I could have been a Jesus freak. They don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus freaks look the same. They could be bearded guys, too. But I want to insure them. Is that the word I'm looking at?
Assure.
Assure. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a little early. Sorry, Craig. Pick on me, you dumbass.
Yeah, exactly.
Assure them that say you could have said even more than that. You could have said, "She's got a great ass." I would have said yes.
I'd like to.
They could have said a lot more, but I wanted to assure them that what they said was fine. Because I said, yes, she was
right.
Hot.
I'm going home to fap to that.
You guys are at work. I want to go twist to that.
You're
going to
support them no matter what they say.
No matter what.
Yes, I would like to do
because
that too.
When you see, because when I walked in, the first thing I noticed is just two guys working behind the counter and a hot chick at the counter while getting a battery. I'm thinking, hey. She's hot. Yes, she is.
And were they
that's all.
Were they super quick about it too? Because I had to have
my god, real quick.
Like I had to have the fob battery replaced here a few weeks ago, and I barely handed it to the guy. Turned around to look at something on the shelf. Like, done.
Great customer service.
Wow.
That's one of the reasons I don't even like to go into stores to ask for anything because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't blame people because if I worked in the store, I worked at Sears once and I sucked, you know. I didn't want to be there.
I'd be a bad employee.
Exactly right. But these guys Bang.
Sears would still be in business.
Yeah, could be.
I killed him. Yeah. A high school kid in customer service did not care. Surprise.
Oh.
Yeah.
That kind.
Yeah. That was me. And they moved me to the stock room because they realized I wasn't customer service type. Like caring. And also 17. I don't care if this is busted, but I'll send it somewhere.
Uncaring and 17.
Yeah, uncaring and 17, right.
You quoting Don Henley there?
Shut up.
No.
That's a Tommy Congo song, by the way.
That's a Stray Cat song.
Yeah.
It is.
And that's another one, right? Yeah. But she's sexy in 17. That's different.
Whichever.
Well, that's kind of creepy now.
Yeah.
She's sexy in 18, you can say.
Some states.
That was when pedophile songs were cool.
Right. Well, you got to remember some of the pedophile songs were written by guys that were only 20.
Sure.
I mean, the Stray Cats were young when Sexy and 17 came out, you know.
Yeah, I have no idea how. I've got no idea. Yeah.
By now, you've probably heard all about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. You might even already be investing in them. But did you know that you could invest in cryptocurrencies through your retirement account? That's right. With iTrust Capital, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies from a crypto IRA and get all the same tax advantages as a traditional IRA. iTrust Capital allows you to invest in over 24 of the most popular cryptocurrencies, and unlike the stock market, you can buy and sell 24 hours a day. The iTrust Capital platform is easy to use and only takes a few minutes to create your account. Setting up an IRA is free and iTrust fees are low. It's time to start taking control of your financial future. With iTrust Capital, you can get all the tax benefits of a retirement account while investing in crypto. Visit iTrustCapital.com to start investing today. That's iTrustCapital.com. Taxes and conditions may apply. Fees apply. Cryptocurrencies are a speculative investment with risk of loss. iTrust Capital Inc. does not provide legal, investment, or tax advice. Consult with a qualified legal, investment, or tax professional.
We are now being told that Vikings beat Christopher Columbus.
Of course they did.
To the Americas by nearly 500 years.
And also, yeah, but it was Greenland. That's not America.
But there were Indians here already, right? Even when the Vikings got here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long before
that. Or the Indians crossed the Bering Strait before that, after that.
This is, they found the Norse lived in a village in Canada's Newfoundland. Specifically, 1,000 years ago in 1021.
Oh, in Newfoundland.
Why are we even talking about Columbus anymore? Just get rid of it.
Researchers have known Vikings settled in North America well before other European explorers, but they've never been able to pinpoint exactly when. Now they have figured they were here specifically in 1021. They used tree rings from wood cut down by the Vikings, using metal tools to reach that date.
1022, they lost their first Super Bowl.
Wow, they were hoping to go.
That's right. They got beat in the NFC Championship.
Hey, they made it there.
Glad you laughed at that because that was really bad. But true.
Wide left.
They then figured out that the Vikings were only there between 3 and 13 years before returning to Greenland.
Oh, okay. Said, hell, this is too cold or something like that.
Yeah, they went back to Greenland because Canada was too cold.
Well, they joined a different conference, I think, then, you know.
That was before the merger.
Yeah.
A Pennsylvania woman about to celebrate her 107th birthday. And her secret to her long life.
I love these.
Is drinking a beer. Every day.
Every day.
Just the one?
Like shotgunning
it? Just the one.
Does she shotgun it?
Yes, she does. She
bites the hole in the bottom.
Yes, she bites the hole in the bottom with her one tooth that she has left.
Grandma,
she gives that thing a woodpecker.
And sprays all her face with it. Yeah.
Yeah, she woodpeckers the
bottle.
Right. So it's got to be a can.
The can.
It's
got to
be a can if you're going to shotgun it like that.
Does she name the brand? Because the brand could jump on that.
So Yingling has sent her almost 500 cans of beer, and I don't get that.
No, because she ain't going to make it that far.
She ain't
going
to get through that. If she's only doing one a day, she ain't getting through that.
Plus, they're going to go bad, man. Eventually.
It could be worse. Could be Rolling Rock.
Yeah, true.
That's like 20 cases.
Well, if it's only one a day, it's 365 a year, so she ain't getting through that thing. You said 500 beers, right?
I did say that.
Right.
Yeah. 10 cases would be 240
I want a fresh
beers.
One every day.
20 cases would be 480 beers. Right.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Good math.
Yeah. Why not just give her 21 cases? Why short her four beers?
I don't know.
Why not give her a keg? she could have two
beers.
That's
a big commitment.
Wonder what stops her from having a second beer. Maybe she gets a little randy. Top comes off. Well, top
probably,
comes off.
She probably weighs all of 80 pounds.
Right.
So one beer probably gives her a buzz.
I'm going to guess.
Top comes off.
She does the one and probably gets a little tired.
Rips her teeth out. Says, come on.
Oh.
She has that beer about.
She takes on the whole neighborhood.
After dinner about 5 o'clock.
You fold
then she's out.
Yeah.
Then she's
and
out.
And then she fades away.
Slowly fades away. I like that. Didn't say, I don't swear and I pray to Jesus. I shotgun a Bush Light every day.
Yeah, she
for 170 years she's been doing that.
They have a picture of her sitting or standing beside the truck as they are delivering all their beer.
Where's she from?
She's from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Spring Township, wherever I'm not familiar.
Is that where they make the Yingling?
They make it in Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Yeah. My roommates from college are from Pottsville. They grew up drinking that stuff, man. I think it sucks.
A lot of people think it sucks.
I mean, the Yingling Lager saved that company, too. People do like that, actually. That's
right.
Not bad. But,
you know those guys.
But I didn't have Yingling Lager years ago. It was just straight Yingling.
Dropping the beer off. Said, well, she's only going to make it through about 200 of these.
All right.
We'll come back and get the rest later.
Where'd you say the Yingling?
Pottsville.
Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pottsville. This is right outside Reading, and there's a
that's close.
Pottstown.
Yeah, but
that's
still the same area, basically. Yeah, that's
very close to 22, right up towards
Allentown. It is.
Royal Caribbean is announcing what it calls the ultimate world cruise, sailing to more than 150 destinations.
All in one 4 or 5 month trip?
9 month trip.
Cool. What?
I'd do. If I was retired. I don't know if I'm a cruise guy. So if you're landing places and seeing things, why not?
150 destinations in 9 months. Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas will set sail in 2023 on what they call the longest and most comprehensive world cruise.
Now, you'd have to treat a nine-month vacation like that, not like a week's vacation, because you can't wake up every day and hit the bar for 9 months.
You wouldn't survive.
You wouldn't survive.
All seven continents, 65 countries. The voyage begins December 10th of 2023 and wraps up in Miami September 10th of 2024.
Yeah, they'll fill that up.
Okay, but again, on these cruises, you never pay for booze. You just swipe a little card and pay at the end.
Right.
Nine months.
This might be a little different.
That's going to be a hell of a booze bill.
Rates start at $61,000 plus taxes and fees.
Yeah, this is a retired couple that does this, you know.
Well, I would do this if there weren't other people.
They'd be stuck on a boat with the same people for 9 months.
Well, and somebody is going
to
become.
It's like going somewhere to live for a year. That's what it is, basically. But you're also stopping in all these ports where you don't have to fly to each one. You're going to see a lot of stuff. And you want to knock everything out in a year and have a bed to sleep in every night.
Well, but that's the thing. Somebody's going to be stuck in that room that's a glorified closet that I've been on it on one of the, you know.
No, this is one you do where you have to have a balcony and a bed.
But there's only so many of those rooms.
Well, I know, but you're not doing this on the cheap.
Somebody is going to be stuck in the cheaper room for 9 months.
Yeah, one of the worst things to do in 9 months. You're not working.
Yeah, I get it.
I'd do this.
I don't think I would. Seeing the world.
Yeah.
But I don't like the idea of a cruise.
Yeah.
See, I'm with Todd.
It sounds like you're stopping everywhere, though.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, and you're actually getting out. You're not just in a dinghy pulling up to Cabo every day, which would be cool.
That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
A dinghy with maybe a Jeep in the back.
A big dinghy.
I don't like the idea of being away for 9 months. After being out of town for a week, it's a relief to get home and
I get that, but we're not in that stage of life. If you're 65 years old, you want to be retired. Getting away for a year might sound pretty cool.
Well, and you'd have to approach it with a whole different mindset. This is a sabbatical. I'm just.
That's the key.
We're going and we'll see you in a year.
It's a sabbatical, right? A buddy of mine's a professor college back east. I went to college with him. And he told me he took a sabbatical just a couple years ago. He spent a year just living in Mexico. But he said your mindset, he had grown. Yeah. He had a kid who was 20, kid was 25. Him and his wife went down there, and they just moved there for a year. And he said, I asked him the same thing because he went back to work after that. And so he goes, well, it's just a mindset. You're just living somewhere for a year.
Yeah, you'd have to, there'd be a switch you'd have to throw in your brain.
Right. Yeah, it's too bad you can't flip it around, you know, and go see the world when you're young.
Yeah.
And then you run out of money. You have a lot of money when you're young, and then you run out.
That's a good point. You imagine being 25 on that cruise for 9 months? No. You would be a wasted drunk.
That would
be fun. It'd be fun as hell.
You would have made a pass at every single chick on the boat.
That's a good point, John. If you're 25 on that boat and money's not an object for that year because you got a boat and you got alcohol and food, yeah, you're picking picking up chlamydia in 7 or 8 ports.
And you're in good health. So
in every continent.
You don't feel crap. The hangover's not going to take you out for 4 days.
Right. You could drink all night.
And by the way, you don't look as rough as you do as you get older drinking. A 25-year-old can wake up and go, you look rough, but you really don't. You look pretty good.
It's going to suck for the comedian on this ship.
Yeah, we heard that.
Right.
Oh, broken wings again. Yeah. Great.
Real funny, asshole.
Rock still's not funny.
I heard that 3 months ago. Why do you keep coming back? You're the only entertainment. I am guessing on a cruise like this, there's probably people that can buy shorter things. So you're probably going to see new people in that boat.
Yeah, they probably
would hope.
It's not the whole boat all doing the same cruise.
Right. You only take a portion of the trip.
Like new people are coming on and they're traveling to three ports.
They toss you out in Tahiti and you pop a plane home. There you
go. But did you say all 7 continents? So they go to Antarctica.
Apparently.
65 countries, it said?
Todd. Yeah. Traveling.
Yeah. Like, you would run into the same couples who are just like progressively getting more and more annoyed with each other.
Oh yeah,
for the 9 months in line at the buffet.
I'm not saying doing this with your wife, anybody's wife.
Oh, that's the other thing.
I think we'd be divorced.
You know, when I've been on the two that I went on, you sit at the same table every night with the same people.
Well, they're not going to do that on this for sure.
You'd have to shake that up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You got to start swapping. Yeah. You know, couples always want to bang you guys. Yeah.
Now, do you think you'd get tired of banging those people too over 9 months?
Well, that's what you do. I was dating this
other guy's wife for 3 months on that trip.
It's not even strange anymore.
You're gonna have to get off here. I got my little Portugal thing coming.
A swingers cruise would be pretty hot, though.
That might work.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a lot of supplies you're gonna have to bring for 9 months.
Oh, they got them. It's a big boat.
Yeah.
55-gallon drum of lube.
Yeah, you better hydrate too. Okay, a swingers cruise and you're 25.
Yeah, how do you pack for a 9-month trip?
I don't know. They probably have a clothing there you can buy too. Underwear.
And they may have
laundry.
Yeah.
And they're stopping places.
I'm going to need 275 pairs of underwear in this suitcase. How do I do this?
Yeah, like how many days?
But you're right. 61,000. You said starting. I'm guessing if you have a really nice cabin, it's more than that.
Yeah.
And that's per person, right?
Yeah, I'm
61,000.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So you got 122,000, you and your wife. Yeah. Well, once again, that's retired people with cash.
Sure.
Yep.
And you might want to buy a couple souvenirs along the way.
Yeah, yeah. How many magnets can you get, Todd?
Yep. A lot.
Oh, and all the booze at the duty-free shops?
Duty. That's a long time, Nick. You're right. I'm picturing more. You wouldn't be able to make as many stops, but I think 3 months would be enough.
Oh, yeah.
But 9 is a long time. Like you said, that's a mindset. I have to live here. I'm living this way now for 9 months. Yeah. Now, there are worse things. Think about it, though.
Right. Listeners yell at us if we're gone more than a week.
Beautiful oceans, you know, port of calls and all kinds of continents. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can't even book this online. It's you got to give us a call on this one.
Yeah, we got to explain this to you. Yeah.
Yeah, you better have a fat limit on your credit card.
Right.
And before they talk to you.
You get some diarrhea disease, so everybody's pooping on that thing for a couple weeks. That's going to be bad, too, because there's always some diarrhea thing on those.
I've had diarrhea on every continent.
It would be nice to go
9-month squirts.
On an elongated vacation. Elongated. Don't you think?
Yes. It's called they do it. Puss knows somebody that works for a company in this town that they kick you out for what, a year?
I think it's
6 months?
At 10 years, you have to take like a 5-week sabbatical paid.
But I read stories about people who, you know, they work just to travel, just to get enough money. Right. And then they Well, actually, the one I read was a woman who, she bought a van because it was a lot cheaper than renting.
Right.
And just drove around the country for 4 months and then went back to work.
Yeah.
To save money, to do it again next summer.
That's someone with no friends because nobody missed her?
No, she's got a friend.
With one?
She's got one friend.
One?
Yeah.
Somebody, then that person got saddled watching her dog for that whole year?
Did she sleep in that van?
No, no, she was with the friend. They went. They took their trip together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, you're right. You probably couldn't have a family or a dog.
No, well, not one that likes you.
Or anything like that.
Were they lovers or they just friends?
I didn't know.
Both.
My guess was...
eventually become lovers.
Yeah. Former.
On a trip like that. You know.
Either lovers are comfortable with the sound of them masturbating, sleeping in the same van, going across the country for 4 months.
Yeah, it was one of those Sprinter vans.
You can't. You're right. Yeah. You cannot be a lover and still be comfortable with somebody masturbating. We all had roommates.
I think I could live out of one of those Sprinter vans, if properly modified, for a few months.
The shower part would bug me, though.
Well, you'd stop along the way.
Yeah.
And join a trucker.
There's your lover.
Scrub a trucker up. Have him do the same to you.
Scrubbing the trucker up last night.
There's a map here of the itinerary of this
thing.
So
it takes off where now?
So you start in Florida.
Okay.
It looks like on the Gulf side.
All right. So it's probably Tampa. There's a bunch of ones there.
And it's basically 2 months south around the Horn of South America.
I get it. So you're staying in the winter here. It's going to be warm down there.
And then back up the.
Oh, so you're going around the South America.
You're going all the way around South America and back up to the west coast of the U.S.
Okay, cool.
And then across the Pacific and down to Australia.
Oh my God! Well, it is nine months.
What time of year is this?
It leaves in December here.
Okay, so you're staying in the Southern Hemisphere during their summer.
December to February, you're around the Horn of South America and Antarctica. And then February to May, you're in Asia and the South Pacific, basically. And then May to July, the Middle East and the Mediterranean. And then July to September, it says cultures, like up around the Europe. Up around through Spain and Britain and the Nordic countries, and then back across the North Atlantic and into Florida.
You won't knock off all those.
So you're north in the summertime.
Yeah, in July through September.
And if you plan that to do that over years, you're never going to get done. So that'd be the way to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I bet you people bail though.
When are we in Chile?
Holy hell! Right. I'm done.
Chile is on the first leg. You would be off the coast of Chile probably January.
You want to go see the comedian? No. You have to write for
it. I saw him at breakfast. Again. You'd have to take like an ounce of weed, at least.
They might look
nine
for that.
9 months? Okay.
I think Greg thinks more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do.
Well, yeah, you'd have
a
to,
lot more.
Then you'd have to. You'd have it in Saudi Arabia.
Nine times that.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.